Kia ora rā, e te iwi e hakarongo mai nei ki tā tātou reo irirangi o te hikua te ika, iwa tuko mawhitu ira tahi te iariri. Ko te kai koro e whai ake nei, he kai koro mō tō tātou kaupapa o te taku Taimoana, arā ko James Hitatira, nō reira me tāhi ake tātou ki aia, morena e James.
Morena.
Nei rā, timi atu kia koe, nō reira tēnā kōrero mai mō te kaupapa o te rangi nei.
Yeah, I'm jumping on today to have a bit of a kōrero about the seabed mining situation, what's happening and how it affects our people.
Oh, awesome. And so, is there a particular name that you have for this mining kaupapa of yours?
So it's the Global Seabed Mining Campaign, where you use a hashtag to stop deep sea mining. Yeah.
Cool. And so, what is the focus for your seabed mining kaupapa at the moment?
There's a huge focus for us, based here in Greenpeace Aotearoa, to amplify the voices of Pacific peoples who are standing up already to say, you know, no to seabed mining. And we're also really focused on telling the New Zealand government to, you know, actually set a clear position calling for a ban on seabed mining, both here in Aotearoa, but also across the world as well.
What are you hoping to achieve over the next month?
Yeah, in the short term, we really need people, more of our people specifically too, you know, speaking about the issue, because people power is really, really powerful and can really shift the way governments make decisions. And we really want to see the government actually engaging with us and engaging with other organisations fighting deep sea mining as well.
And are you able to speak a little bit on what some of the challenges you have been currently facing?
Absolutely. One of the biggest challenges right now, especially considering that, you know, we're based in Auckland primarily and we're in lockdown at the moment. So COVID's made big changes to the way that we have to work. I'd much prefer to be out there on the ground with whānau actually having the conversations. But, you know, we're doing a whole lot of digital work as well and trying to just spread the word and get as many people educated as possible.
And so with that mahi that you have been doing during this lockdown and with the little actual kanohi ki te kanohi, how are people able to get involved and maybe support this campaign?
Yeah, there are really, really simple ways that you can be involved. And one is just being aware of what's happening, doing a little bit of research. But you can find a whole lot of information about that on the Greenpeace Aotearoa website or social media channels. There's a petition to sign as well, which is basically calling on the government to stop seabed mining. And we've already got 22,000 signatures, so just as many as possible on that would be amazing. But having the conversation about it with whānau, you know, that's more important than anything else, because whānau listen to whānau, and that's what's really going to make the change.
So we have a population of around about 5 million, as has been spoken about over this time, these periods of COVID, and you've spoken about 22,000, around about 22,000 we've already signed. Is there a particular number that you need to achieve for this petition to really gain momentum?
Not necessarily. We always try and get as many people as possible, because the more people that sign, the stronger that call is on the government to actually make the decision. So ideally, we'd be getting numbers like 40,000, but yeah, we're very happy with what we've already got.
Is there any particular area in Aotearoa at the moment where the mining has been a major focus for yourself?
Yeah, there's a case before the Supreme Court at the moment, TTR, which is a company that was looking to seabed mine off the coast of Taranaki. They are still fighting that, and we've won in the High Court, the Court of Appeal, but we're waiting on the Supreme Court to make that final decision now as well.
And are there any particular laws that you're focusing on to have the government consider over the coming times?
Yeah, absolutely. Te Pāti Māori, a bill was put forward to the biscuit tin by Debbie, and that's calling on a very clear ban and makes that legislative change that's required. So we'd love to see that drawn at some point. We know it's just a case of time. But when it is drawn, we really want to see the government supporting that. And we're thankful that the Greens already, Te Pāti Kakariki, have already agreed to support that bill as well.
Oh, awesome. You know, and this has been a big issue for us up here in Te Hiko Te Ika. Quite a few years ago, there was a big march from Te Reinga to Waitangi in regards to this kaupapa to raise the same issue and fighting for the same reasons, just to keep our environment a lot safer and also those special places to us. Are you able to share any more final details that you'd like to share with our listeners up here in Te Hiko Te Ika?
Yeah, just one thing that happened actually just last night. There was a massive conference held by a big international union for the conservation of nature, and we were a little bit worried about whether the vote would go through to call for the state members to ban seabed mining. But actually, most countries and most parties that could vote there voted for calling for the moratorium or the pause on seabed mining. So it looks like there's good support from governments all around the world. It's just a case of making sure that our one does the right thing as well now.
Oh, awesome. Thank you again for joining us, James, and sharing this kaupapa, which is very important. Any final words would you like to give any shout-out to, any whānau?
My whānau are primarily based up north. I'm a hita, of course, and my roots go back to Ahipara, so all of my whānau, extended whānau up there, just a big hello from me and mihi atu ki a koe.
Ngā mihi atu ki a koe, hoki. James, mō te toi ngō te rā and all the best for the rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. Ka kite hoa.
Ai, ko James Hita Tera. Me wenei o ngā kōrue pāna ki te taku taimoana, te kerikeri i ngā papa moana, ai, me te kaupapa kia aukati wenei o ngā āhuatanga ki Waenganui a mātai, ki Waenganui te ao whānui, kia tika tonu, kia haumaru tonu tō tātou tai au hoki. Nō reire, te whānau mau tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika, iwa te koumāwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.